Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Featured Friday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and gosh, am I so excited about this week's Featured Friday episode, because it's not just me today. I am joined by my very good friend and business partner, Mark Zimmerman, who is a former professional soccer player in Germany, turned personal trainer, turned online fitness business owner. He's my business partner in our company called Effect, which is one of the fastest growing online fitness companies. And in today's episode, Mark is going to bear all. He's going to take off his personal trainer hat. He's going to take off all of the hats that he wears in his life as a dad and as an entrepreneur. And he's really going to talk to us about entrepreneurial growth and figuring things out. And he's really going to shed a lot of light on what it means to operate in a world where you are constantly growing and being challenged. I'm so excited about this episode. Let's dive in. All right, Mark, you heard the intro. As always, it's so good to have you back on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. How are you doing today, man?
Good, Brian. Thank you. And thank you for having me again. It's been always a pleasure to speak.
Heck yeah. How did it feel listening to the intro? I know we don't always get to hear people talk about us, but dude, can you believe all those things that I said about you in the intro now? Like, that's who you've become over the past couple of years. It's incredible watching your journey.
Yeah, it's been incredible, because it has been 2 years, and that's not a long time, but how it developed, how it grew, and how it is now, it is really exciting, and I can't wait for the future.
Heck yeah. So obviously you do wear so many hats, and I kind of alluded towards some of those hats in the intro to this episode: professional soccer player and then personal trainer, which you're working with people in person, and you're a dad while all of this is happening, and now you're an online business owner. Really, because listeners are always listening to me here on this podcast, so I want you to talk from your heart. What has that entrepreneurial growth been like? Think all the way back to when you and I first met in a parking lot in Los Angeles, just playing soccer together, to now you are, gosh, what are you, Mark? I didn't even talk about it all. You are a YouTuber. You edit videos. You are a podcaster. You interview people. You edit podcast episodes. You manage our website from time to time. Talk to us about that growth journey.
Yeah, it's funny, when the time we met, right when COVID started, I was personal training, and we were so restricted at the time in Los Angeles, especially as personal trainers, where we couldn't go teach our clients in the gyms. We had to go outdoors, and luckily we met in the parking lot. But I always was really drawn to digital marketing, to online training, to owning an online business. But I, at the time, I didn't have it on my agenda to really execute on that. I was more about how do I survive the next month, not being able to work, not being able to make the money I used to. And that was an interesting time. And then fast forward, learning every single step and actually executing on it. Like 2 years ago, I would have never thought I would have done that. Now I am where I'm at, and I'm super grateful. I'm super proud too, of us and myself for actually doing it. And that's basically what it is. You just have to go step by step. Don't see the whole picture. Just go day by day, do your tasks, and go from there.
Yeah, I want to talk. I'm so glad that you took the time to point out that you're not only proud of us, but you're proud of yourself. Like, to me, that's a huge step in your entrepreneurial growth. And I, as your business partner, I'm obviously very proud of you, and likewise for our shared growth. And one thing that I really point towards when people ask me, why are things going so well with you and Mark? Why is your company growing so fast? Let's face it, Mark, we have thousands of people who have gone through our various programs at this point, which is so exciting for us personally and professionally. professionally, but I think one of the things that I point to in our ability to execute and our ability to grow is your growth. Because when we first started, I mean, I definitely felt a lot of the onus was on me to build landing pages, to build marketing funnels, to write email automations. And here we are 2 years later, and we've got a podcast as part of our business ecosystem, which, by the way, you manage entirely. If people think you have an unfair advantage because I'm on episode, you know, 459 or whatever it is of my podcast, you are our podcaster. You get guests, you interview guests, you do the production side of things, you edit it, you upload it, you literally do everything. That's obviously been a growth journey for you. Talk to me about how different things have been, because let's face it, Mark, they are different from when we first started. And you just said, Brian, I don't know how to do that. Now you take everything in stride, and those things that you don't know how to do, you figure out how to do them, sometimes with me, sometimes completely without me. Talk about that learning experience.
Yeah, I remember in the beginning when and I did digital marketing courses beforehand, but I never was actually working it. I was I knew some things theoretically, and I knew some things in really like on the paper or like just taking some courses, but the execution was not there. And then when I met you, when you said, okay, we need to get this done, we need to have you in front of the camera, we need to do marketing videos, we need to do a podcast at some point, we need to do all these things. And I was kind of like, in the beginning, I was definitely overwhelmed, because I was like, I just want to be the face of the company, but do I really have to do all of these things? Which I know, I've been in the fitness industry for now 18 years. That's kind of my comfort zone. If you ask me a question about fitness, about sports, movements, recovery, whatever it is, that's easy. That comes really naturally, but this doesn't. So I had to learn it. And then it's funny when we always talked and I had so many questions, and then sometimes you gave me the answers, but sometimes you didn't, because you wanted me to get out of my comfort and learn it myself, learning by doing it. And I had to figure it out, certain things. So obviously you were the kind of the tech leader, the digital marketing leader. And I got so much knowledge from you, and you gave me so much knowledge, but also there was so much to learn on my own. And I believe anybody can do that, really. It's not really rocket science. There's so many resources online where you don't even have to buy a book anymore. You just go online, try to maybe Google it or research it, and then you have your answers. YouTube channels, how do we start it? How do you create a banner? There's so many good resources that you don't even have to do it yourself. You can hire people really cheaply or really like inexpensive that can do that for you. And there's so much to learn. But in the beginning, definitely it was super uncomfortable. But I think that's where growth happens anyways. And I think you have to be uncomfortable to grow.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. And for people who listen to you and I talking here on the podcast together, thinking, well, Brian and Mark hang out all the time, they see each other all the time. For me, this is a different dynamic, because we really do open up once we hit the record button. And these are conversations that you and I don't have on a day-to-day basis. So I'm genuinely interested in hearing some mindset shifts that you went through. Particularly, Mark, I'm going to call you out here. This is like one of my fondest Mark memories. Is I remember about a year ago when you and I first move to Florida, we would meet up in coffee shops all the time. And some days you would just sit there saying, you just throw your hands in the air, because we were working on a lot of things. We were growing really fast at that time. And you'd say, Brian, I don't know if I'm meant to be on a computer all day. And you were having so, it's funny thinking back, you were having so many of those moments. And you were really, it felt to me as your partner, you were starting to question, gosh, is all this stuff worth it? Like, do I want to be someone who works on a computer? And there is so much work to get done. How has your attitude changed between those days to now? I mean, I just texted you 15 minutes ago and I said, Mark, you want to do a podcast episode together? And you said, yeah, you didn't think about what it was about. You didn't worry about the production side of it. Now just here we are having a conversation. You're so comfortable in this setting. I like to think a lot of that comes from your mindset and attitude. So can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, I remember the time actually, and I remember how my back didn't feel that great at the moment because I was sitting for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours trying to do something that didn't work, and I was frustrated. But I think the mindset that I always had, and that's to me one of the most important things. Doesn't matter if it's with an online business or in life, that you can't give up. You know, like you never, or you would never know what is actually possible if you give up, right? And I think this is what I always told myself. Yeah, there might be times where it's really not easy, where don't develop, where don't improve in my in the things that I'm planning and the things that I'm doing. But I believe if you give up, then you'd never know. And I believe this is the biggest learning curve. And there's also things that you taught me in that realm, because entrepreneurship, I had a company before. It was different. Obviously, it was not an online business. So there were different facets to it. In an online business where I didn't know much about how I built it, how I built certain things. And you get so uncomfortable, you get actually frustrated at times, you question yourself, you're losing your confidence that you normally have because it's completely new, but that's normal for everybody, I think. And then the repetition is what makes it better, I believe. If you keep doing it, it's like practicing, it's like going through workouts. If you just about to start, obviously it's super uncomfortable, it hurts, it's maybe you're thinking, ah, that's not for me, I hate going to the gym, or I hate doing in-home workouts, but if you stick to it for a couple days, if you stick for 20 days, for 30 days, if you stick to it longer, I believe it is getting better, and you just don't give up, and then you know where the magic happens. The magic happens at some point, and then it's completely natural for you, and then you learn a new skill. And I believe it's so good to learn new skills, especially in an area that will never go away, probably. You know, the online field will not go away, fitness will not go away, so that's good skills to have. And I believe if you don't give up, you can achieve a lot.
I love that answer, Mark. And I'm going to call something out for listeners of this episode in case they missed that you do this, because I, as someone who works so closely with you and someone who knows you so well now, I've noticed that you have a tendency of doing this more now, and you didn't do it up front. And I think it's been a huge help for you, at least in working with you and in our growth. Is, listeners, do you see how even when Mark was talking about online business there, with his answer, he related it to fitness, which is his comfort zone. Whereas up front, for some reason, Mark may have thought that business was any different from fitness, when the reality is, as Mark has now found, and as so many of us find when it comes to consistency, when it comes to reps, is that business is the same as fitness, is the same as tennis, is the same as chess, is the same as life. And Mark, I feel like you viewing business through that lens, saying, hey, I can't expect instant results because that's not reasonable within the world of fitness. Why the heck should I expect that to be reasonable within the world of business? And actually, quite frequently, you and I have had conversations where you say, yeah, my fitness clients always expected this stuff. I don't know why I'm expecting this within the world of business. Do you have any further thoughts on that?
Yeah, I wanted to come back actually when we always talk about business, but we always relate it to something. I sometimes relate it to fitness, but we mainly go to football, to soccer, to team sport. I believe it's so true. It doesn't matter. And then you told me at some point I got promoted to Premier League, but I'm not in a Champions League spot. I'm still like in the relegation spot. It's pretty funny, and I understand that, and I think many people can relate to that, whatever they relate to. Maybe it's family, maybe it's business, maybe it's sports, but I can definitely do it. Can you coming back to the question that you had, I believe it's, and I have to explain that a little bit more, a little deeper, because when we met, I was really in a survival mode, right? Like there was really, I needed to make a living. COVID hindered the personal trainers in general. So you had to be really creative in your ways to make that happen. And I believe the growth happens. I know now that no matter what gets thrown at me, I can make things happen, and I will make a positive impact for myself and for others. And I think that's really, and we talked about it today. You feel like I am more relaxed now, which is important. You can't be like always like so anxious about the next steps. You got to be relaxed too. And I believe that's what I learned, the confidence and being relaxed. Are really, really important parts in business, because again, when you're too anxious, your thoughts are not clean. You're doing things that you might have not done when you have your thoughts completely clear, right? So that these are really, really important things to me, and now I'm more confident than ever, and more confident that the future holds really, really good things.
Yeah, I want to put you on the spot here, Mark, because you've already said the F word twice here in the context of today's episode, and that F word is frustrated. And I want you to go a little bit deeper there, because, I mean, I've had the good fortune of being an online entrepreneur since 2008, so I've got many, many years under my belt in this game at this point. So I've experienced the frustration of growing an online business, of course, over the past decade plus, but I do want to get inside of your head where it is fresher, where you can probably relate really closely to listeners here. What was it about? What were you getting frustrated about? And what have you done to ease those frustrations? Because I feel like your frustrations surface way less than they did when we were first starting out.
Yeah, the frustrations, obviously, learning new things, not doing the things that I learned new 100% well, maybe, or the quality was not as it is now. But again, that's just repetition. But also, I believe as an entrepreneur, you think more, or you think sometimes about what is actually coming in. You think more about revenue. If the revenue is this, I'm good. If the revenue is this, I'm not good, and I'm not doing the right things. Although you might be doing really, really good things, but the frustration leads up to how much money you're making, or how much revenue, how much income you have. And I believe that's what I completely lost. I know that there's certain times where you might not make the income or the revenue that you want, but you're still working on something really good, and at some point it will come again. And I believe that's the confidence, and that's the frustration that I had let go, and that's not there anymore. So I don't operate anymore in just in survival. I don't operate in just thinking about money. I don't operate just thinking about, okay, we need to make 10,000, 20,000 a month, and if we don't make that, that's a bad month. So I believe that there are certain steps that we have to do to get there. I know that it'll come at some point when you do the right steps.
Yeah, for listeners tuning into this, I'm going to point out that Mark and I, pretty much, we never butt heads. Like, there are very few things besides soccer that Mark and I will passionately argue about. But with that said, Mark, I do remember in our earlier days, we definitely had many heated heart-to-hearts about, you know what, it was about progress. And this is when your frustrations would boil over, and we'd either in person or long, I would go on like 7-mile walks as you and I were just hashing it out over the phone. And you felt like we weren't making progress. And I was like, Mark, look at all the progress that we've made. But you were only measuring progress in one component, which is that monthly income number. I want you to talk about your perspective on progress, how you measure it, and really how you've grown in that aspect. Because I do think that that has been such a healthy component of your growth as an entrepreneur and as a business owner.
Yeah, as you just mentioned, in the past, I really thought progress mean is equaling just revenue, is equaling income. But it's also, as you just said, we helped so many people. Some people we even helped without any charge, right? They went through certain challenges. We raised their quality of life. We got these emails back, how they enjoyed it, how their life changed, how their life transformed. And I believe these are things that you cannot measure in money. And I believe that's why is what we're doing right now with an online fitness, online wellness company so valuable, because you actually change lives. And sometimes the progress is there, but you see that in that regard where the progress is changing lives rather than just making money. And I believe it's way more important. And I believe all the big time entrepreneurs, they had this purpose, right? They had the purpose of either solving one of the biggest problems in the world. Let's say Elon Musk with like the technology, right? He invented the technology for the cars, electric cars, whatever it is. Or in fitness, it's measured, or in wellness, it's measured by lives being changed, or lives being changed for the better or transformed. And that's what we've done multiple thousands of times. And you can just change, you can just equal that in money. I think that that's way more purposeful and more or better to see, and that's the progress that I in the beginning did not look at, right? We had so many small successes and I did not see them. Like there was we did online workouts, live workouts, and we had 50 people show up. And we did this for free in the beginning, and I was like, "Yeah, it's great, but what's the point of when we don't get paid, right?" And that was the frustration. But then when we talked about it, that's actually there shouldn't be frustration, because we changed so many people, and at some point they will be our customers. They will be people that will never leave us because we did something really good for them.
Yeah, I love that. And I actually did an episode here on the podcast, I think it was a few months ago, where I talked about money seeds, which are these actions that we're doing today that we're not getting paid for today. We're planting those money seeds, and those money seeds will come to fruition and they'll come to grow in the future. And I think that's the one thing that you have really, really excelled at in your entrepreneurial growth. And I can feel it when we work on projects together now, that we may or may not get a payout in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. You are so patient. You are so committed to that these days. And I know that it's been good for our short-term growth, and holy cow, is it going to be good for our long-term growth. So Mark, you and I could obviously talk about life and business and especially soccer all day long. But as we come towards the end of this episode, I want to put you on the spot in a way that you didn't know that I would do to you before we hit record. So this episode is airing this Friday, as you know, and this week, you are working on a very special new resource for people who want to get more fit. Can you tell us a little bit about the checklist that you've been putting together for people?
Yeah, absolutely. We're both working on a resource that is super valuable, because I believe in its three categories. EFFECT stands for nutrition, it stands for exercise, and it stands for recovery or sleep. And I believe people sometimes they forget where they at right now, what they need to do, what the direction is they have to go. And I believe that's a phenomenal tool to get direction in your fitness journey, in your health journey, and in order to hit your goals, in order to lose weight, whatever your goal is. I believe without direction, we are not going anywhere. And I believe this is a phenomenal resource to give you good direction. And it's a beautiful graphic too. People can print it out, they can have it on their laptops, and they can always use it and always can go back to it if they lose track, which is super valuable, I think. And for me myself, even I'm a person who needs direction in my fitness journey. Sometimes I forget that too. I'm a personal trainer for the past 18 years, but sometimes I need direction. I believe this resource is helping a lot for that.
Yeah, for sure. Really well said, Mark. And yes, you are mainly working on it. I'm going to give you so much credit for this resource. So if people are sitting there wondering, how the heck do I get into better shape? How the heck do I lose weight this year? This checklist, literally, it just illuminates exactly what you should be focusing on. Mark really sat down throughout the course of this week and asked himself that big question of, what are the things that need to be present in your routines, in your habits, in your life, for you to be in better shape, for you to reach your optimal weight? So if you don't want to wonder what you should be focusing on, go grab that checklist. You are literally going to be one of the first to get it. And you can get it by going straight to effectfit.com. That's EFFEKT fit.com. So it's effect. It's actually the German spelling of effect, which Mark and I are really excited about our brand story behind that. So it's effectfit.com, EFFEKTFIT.com. Grab that checklist. Otherwise, Mark, thanks as always for coming on to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.